My fortress. Last night, two of my grandsons decided they wanted to sleep outside on the trampoline. It is spring, but we live in the north, and the temperature was going back to the low 40s. It was their first try at spending the night in the great outdoors. They're 7 and 9 years old. The younger one was ready to give up early, come in and watch TV from the comfort of the bed. His brother came in behind him with a tear-stained face to get another pillow. He was upset that his brother was leaving him all alone, but determined to follow through. Grandpa told them they had to stay together, either in or out, with no TV. Both of them decided to grab a hoodie and try again. They lasted 35 minutes. The chill in the air, sounds of the night, and barking dogs in the neighborhood caused the adventure to be over. They were told to crawl in bed, but they were hesitating. They never said they were scared, but they brought out a children's beginner Bible and asked if they could read it to me. After a couple of stories, they were ready for bed. It did my heart good to see that they are learning who to lean on. Adonai is my rock, my fortress and deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I find shelter, my shield, the power that saves me, my stronghold. I call on Adonai, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. Psalm 18, verses 3 and 4 in the CJB, or 2 and 3 in most others. Do you know your enemies? If you think you don't have any, consider Satan and his band of demons. If they are not your enemies, you are in grave danger. When you feel the pressure of danger, what does your heart tell you to do? Do you run? Do you hide? Or have you learned that peace and comfort are found in the Word? This is just one more example of why we are to become like little children. Let fear and anxiety cause you to pick up the book and find peace.